you loud and clear. The clock has started.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we are coming to you live from Denver. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
Good. Where are you?
I am at the Denver Convention Center for Geo Week 2022. Which is basically an amalgamation of three different conferences regarding geospatial kind of tools, techniques, and people. So there's different organizations here, from mapping organizations to hardware providers of different sensors, LiDAR, et cetera, and then the all the applications, tools that you can use. Also, USGS is here. NGA, National Geospatial Agency, as well as 145 different contractors and vendors that are here too. So big event, over 2,100 people have registered. Today was day one with basically speakers coming in from different companies this morning. And then we had a very interesting keynote speaker who talked about collaboration and how we've gone from, you know, having meetings to basically Zoom type things like we're doing right now, to the next phase is the virtual reality, using that for collaboration, maybe some kind of hybrid where it's not just the headsets, but maybe some clear things where you have people in the room plus virtual collaboration, some cool tech that they're showing off right now, and just really neat conference.
Very cool. So, yeah, I was actually doing some research on that very thing, the virtual collaboration. You know, the Facebook now owns Oculus. So I bought myself an Oculus Quest 2. And now with the metaverse, they're actually talking about creating, Google is going to combine forces, I believe, with Microsoft to compete against Oculus or metaverse. But they're now talking about doing, in the next step of Zoom meetings or virtual meetings is going to be in a three-dimensional, you know, virtual reality world. So it's quite interesting.
There's a company called Vive Sync, V-I-V-E Sync, and they have this, you put this virtual headset on, you all go to this virtual place, like on the shores of some coast, and you're all sitting there while the guy's talking and showing. It's really cool stuff. This stuff is just fascinating. That's
Vive
part of this.
Sync.
Yeah, so part of this conference is really kind of cutting edge. It's more a tech, geospatial tech. It's using geospatial imagery and 3D modeling to build like digital twins, to use it for construction. So for instance, for digital twins, they'll go into a building like this. They'll go in, they'll map it all. They got a little handheld camera. And then you can take that model, and then you can do whatever you want to do with that building, inside, outside. You can, you know, build it out. You can whatever you want to do. So that's one thing that they've got going on. And there's just so many other pieces to this. You got UAV capabilities. You've got a lot of drone guys here. You've got again the mapping software that takes all this data and ingests it, and then provides different models to show you, or different visualizations, all the way from just a map to like three-dimensional. That seems to be the big thing. I was just in a talk, they're talking about three-dimensional designs of the electrical grid or wiring inside a building, which I find just fascinating, how we're getting down to these different levels.
It's pretty crazy. So you said there's 20 200 people registered there?
20. Well, as of this yesterday, there was 21. Although I just spoke with one of the gals with using the app. So they have, you know, you can use the app and download the agenda. They said there's 2,300 people on the app right now. 145 vendors, probably 2,100 people registered for the event. It's a huge event for, again, geospatial tech, if you will. It's going to be coming again next year, 2023, in February. We'll put the notification out when that comes.
Okay.
Just a very, very neat event. I've never been to this one, so it's been kind of an eye opener. Just so much to see and do right now. It's kind of hard to absorb it all.
And is all of that on the floor? Everything you were talking about, all the demos and all kind of stuff, or
multiple floors? So I'm on the main floor where all the conference presentations are. So the keynote speaker and all the different speakers talking about their projects they've been working on. And then upstairs is where they're doing the vendor displays. So okay. It's pretty noisy. I was going to do the podcast from up there, but it's really noisy. Again, there's over 145 vendors up there with all their gear. I was sending Nate pictures of, Boston, what's it called? Boston Tech's here with their little robots. There's several of them because
yep.
They're using them to go into buildings and in caves. So they're doing underground mapping as well. So there's a couple of companies here that do that, where they'll send it into caves or mines and then map the interiors of that stuff.
That is pretty cool.
Pretty nuts, yeah. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I wanted to discuss with you guys. Today I was sitting in the energy power processing utilities. There's autonomous vehicle stuff. There's also a lot of LiDAR projects that people are doing. So they just got like an open window from, I think it's 1 to 4, where companies can come in and brief what they're doing with regards to LiDAR and all those capabilities. The other organization that is here is ASPRS, and I don't ask me what that acronym stands for, but they do Imaging and Geospatial Information Society. And okay. Then the U.S. Institute of Building Documentation is here as well. And both of them are offering training and certification. So what happened, I guess, a couple of years ago, GeoWeek was focused just kind of on geospatial capabilities. And then the documentation and the imaging information group got with them, and they combined their efforts. And now it's turned into a pretty large scale conference.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it sounds pretty large.
Yeah. The next week is... And I can hold up the agenda here. Look, that's for the next couple of days. So it's packed full of activities and events. So if you are in the geospatial space, no matter what that is, from software to hardware to actual cameras, they've got a lot of vendors here with their cameras, both for mounting on UAVs as well as airplanes. There's several aircraft companies here. This is your place to be. Okay. I think they said 45 states are represented here.
Wow.
So yeah, big
is there conference. Is there a big international presence at all?
They said there was some. They didn't. I don't know how many. I was trying to take a picture of the slide that she showed earlier that had like how many people were here in attendance. So here we go. The numbers. It doesn't say. 215 booths, 145 exhibitors, 2,100 registers, and 135 supporting partners.
Okay.
But again, this is a great event. I think you're posting this tonight, tomorrow?
Yeah, this will go up on YouTube tonight.
Okay, so if folks hear this.
It'll be on our normal podcast tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So it's
quasi-live.
Today is Sunday, the 6th of February.
That's right.
It goes to when? The 8th?
Yes, so you can still register at geo-week.com. And to get into the floor is free. There's actually some codes you can get if you scour the LinkedIn or the internet. There's free admission to the vendor floor. But if you want to go to the other events and sit in some of this talking stuff, there's a fee for that. But it goes from today through the evening of the 8th, Tuesday. So you still have a time to attend if you would like to. Highly encourage it. Again, it's downtown Denver, the Denver Convention Center. So easy access for those of you who are here in Colorado. Pretty neat wow. conference, and I highly encourage people to come out.
So, yes, I may have to make a trip up there tomorrow afternoon or something.
I think you do need to come up here tomorrow afternoon or something. No, I just you're the tech guy, and you will just be highly enjoying all this tech that they have. Like I said, they've got everything from – the the Boston guys here with the little robots walking around. There's some kind of robot driving around with water bottles. You know, it's not quite a tech show, but it's all geospatially related. So if you're, again, into the geospatial side of things, this is a great place to be.
Nice. You know, that's something we could do next. You know, we've done the podcast. Now we're doing the YouTube podcasting. Maybe we could do a metaverse podcast next, or we actually both get on our Oculus headsets.
We should do that. I don't have one yet, but apparently we need to do that. Although the lady did say that you don't need to get into the metaverse because the metaverse already exists. So we just need to leverage that technology and get in there.
Heck yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not the type to pay real money for a virtual world personally yet.
Well, she says it's already there. The metaverse already exists. It's kind of budding right now. If you want to do, like we talked, those virtual meetings, you know, you got to put the headsets on and you can join. But they show it, you know, for training, for engineering, for construction, for collaboration meetings. Yeah, all huge. And then for the geospatial stuff, is there flying over or doing the 3D geospatial modeling? Again, you can use that for all those kind of projects.
It sounds like everything that I've been researching, though, it sounds like a lot of that stuff is done with commercial, or not commercial products, more business level products. Is there anything that you're seeing there that you actually use as like the Oculus Quest 2?
I don't know about Oculus. There's another company that has them, but I'm assuming yes. The answer would be yes.
So obviously the Oculus. Right. So there's the Oculus Quest 2, but I'm curious of whether or not there's products. As you're going around there, I'd like to understand that. So if you get out, you have a chance to go over there and see some of these products, like that one you talked about, Sync. I'm curious, can you use that Sync with any headset, or do you have to buy their $5,000 headsets over there?
That's a good question. I can't answer that. They did show there's two companies that are coming online. One, they've got a system that's pretty good, but it's going to be really good here with the next generation. And I did not catch the name of it. I want to say HTC, but I'm not sure. The lady's going to put out her slides, so I'm going to grab a copy of those.
Okay. Well, I'm also very interested in what it takes for the software development on side of things. So we'll have to look into that too.
Yes. That's what I was thinking about too. Like I said, they're mapping the electrical grid, which with 3D mapping, which I'd like to see what that looks like. So I'm going to try to find those guys next couple of days too.
No, very.
And there's a lot of application here. This is very technical. In May, I believe, is the GeoInt conference, which is geospatial intelligence, which is a slightly different venue. That's here in Denver as well at the Gaylord Center, and that'll be another exciting event for all the geospatial folks out there.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, I now I'm jealous. I should be there with you.
You should be. It's good. Except it's on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday. So my weekend was half gone.
I actually told the wife that you were up there, and she's like, it's Sunday. Why would he be at an event on Sunday?
Yeah. Because they did it on Sundays. Actually, the event's been going on since Thursday, just not the Geo Week piece. That starts today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Nate. Cool. And we'll catch up again soon. And I guess that's it for today.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with everybody here. Again, we'll start producing. We're going to try to start producing more content. It's just day jobs get in the way, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll be back with you guys again next week. And this is Just Nate signing off.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.